with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is proposing a pre-midterm Republican convention next year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president posted online that he's thinking of recommending a national convention to the Republican Party just prior to next November's midterm elections. Conventions are typically held during presidential election years so that parties can formally nominate candidates following state primaries. Donald Trump's proposal comes a day after Axios reported that senior Democrats were considering holding their own national convention before the 2026 midterms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook has sued the Trump administration in an effort to overturn the president's attempt to fire her.
I believe she just filed a lawsuit today, and Mr. Pulte has deferred those allegations over to the Department of Justice to investigate them. What I will say is that you had these mortgage receipts very clearly shown to the president, and he has the cause that he needs to fire this individual. He laid it out in the letter that he provided to her and to the public as well.
The shooter who killed two Catholic school students and wounded more than a dozen youngsters sitting in the pews of a Minneapolis church once attended the same school and was obsessed with the idea of killing children, authorities said Thursday. The shooter, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman, fired 116 rifle rounds through stained glass windows while the children celebrated Mass during the first week of class at the Annunciation Catholic School. Investigators recovered hundreds of pieces of evidence from the church and three residences. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points. This is SRN News. A transgender problem at a religious school, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Roanoke College in Virginia, which is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, is accused of letting a man join the women's swimming team. The Virginia Attorney General is investigating whether the school is in violation of Title IX and the Virginia Human Rights Act. Officials at Roanoke College say they didn't have a policy in place when the man joined the team and have since kicked him off, much to the relief of his female teammates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Chile. Officials in Santiago say a historic synagogue has been vandalized with graffiti and posters of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a bullet hole in his forehead. The posters read, "Your silence is cooperation with Israel's genocide." The nearly 100-year-old Masorti synagogue in downtown Santiago has been the object of vandalism. This is SRN News. The gun used in the lynching of 14-year-old Emmett Till is now on display for the public to see 70 years after the killing. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Mississippi Department of Archives and History unveiled the .45 caliber pistol and its holster during a news conference Thursday, which is the 70th anniversary of Till's murder. The gun belonged to John William J.W. Malam, who, alongside Roy Bryant, abducted Till from his great-uncle's home on August 28, 1955. Till's body was later found in the Tallahatchie River. Bryant and Malam were charged with Till's murder, but they were acquitted. I'm Bernie Bennett.
The Treasury Department wants U.S. financial institutions to monitor for suspected Chinese money laundering networks handling funds that are used to fuel the flood of fentanyl across American communities. An advisory Thursday highlights how such operations are working with Mexican drug cartels. More details at SRNnews.com.